Kof Hei Iyar, Sunday the 29th of May, Rabbi Beryl Knopfler, Megillas Rus.
Get into Shem to Megillas Rus a bit later, but start with, first of all, after benching Rosh Chodesh Sivan, we can already be talking about what Chodesh Sivan is all about, and I'll get there as well in Megillas Shem. Sfiras Ta'omer is, according to the Rishonim, preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. The Ram at the end of Psochim says, as in the time when they were Makabbalah Satorah, in exactly the same way now as well, Sfiras Ta'omer is supposed to be days which one uses to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. One of the most significant halachos in Sfiras Ta'omer is the fact that it's Tamimois, and the Bahag, as we know, La Halacha, if one leaves a day out of Sfiras Ta'omer, one cannot continue counting out a bracha. That is, continue counting with a bracha. The limud for that is, okay, that's a halacha in Sfiras Ta'omer itself, but the limud for it is, when one prepares for Kabbalah Satorah, one starts and one goes from Madrega to Madrega, from step to step. One can't jump. You know, if you skip steps, then you're in trouble, because what you've left out leaves you without a foundation, and then you have a problem. So in the preparation to Kabbalah Satorah, it's exactly the same thing. If one jumps steps, then one finds oneself in a problem. That's the limud one has to take from Tamimois. And many of us, and even if we don't actually say it, but I think we all know that in the Siddur, we have seven spheres, starting from Chesed, and on the first day of Sfira, it's Chesed, Sheva Chesed, and it goes all the way through until Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyd, Soyd, Malchus. It goes all the way to Malchus until the last day, which is the day before Shavuos and Erev Shavuos, it's Malchus, Sheva Malchus. Okay. How is this idea of Chesed, Gura, all the way to Malchus, considered as a preparation to Kabbalah Satorah? So I'm going to put to you another question. You know, we have the Psukim that speak about Klal Yisrael when they reached Har Sinai, before Kabbalah Satorah, says, V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim. You should be the segula of all the nations, treasure amongst all the nations, segula mikol ha'amim. The Medrash says, segula mikol ha'amim, shetiyu atem gnuyim li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, before Kabbalah Satorah, before Christ or Kabbalah Satorah, you should know, through Kabbalah Satorah, you're going to become my possession. Shetiyu atem gnuyim. The Loshon of Knuyim Li is something which suggests becoming Avdei Hashem. And we don't need to go any further than Mufurash Psukim. We find, the Torah says, Gili B'nei Yisrael Avodim Avodayhem. Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yetzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Li Eschem Elokim. At the same time, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I took you out of Mitzrayim in order, ki li b'nei Yisrael avodim. You have become avodim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you become servants to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So much so, everybody knows the famous Chazal, which Rashi brings down at the beginning of Mishpotim, when an Eved Ivri decides that he wants to stay longer in his master's house, haftias adoni es ishti es bonai. So the halacha is, v'higisha adoni avel ho alehim, he has his ear pierced. Why his ear? So Rashi brings down from Chazal and Kiddushin, Oizen zu, Sheshoma al Har Sinai. This ear that heard on Har Sinai, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim, should be servants for Ribbono Shel Olam, Loi avodim la'avodim, and not become servants for other people. That oizen deserves to be pierced. That oizen deserves to have the rotsa adonav asosne b'matzeya. So Klal Yisrael, vis-à-vis klapa the Ribbono Shelam are considered and called avodim, are called servants of the Ribbono Shelam. In Loshon Chazal, we also find it ka avodim amsham shemesarav amanas the kabel pras elahavu ka avodim amsham shemesarav shulei amanas the kabel pras. Klal Yisrael are supposed to be avodim of the Ribbono Shelam. So we have a badge that we are considered avodim of the Ribbono Shelam, and that happened through Kabbalah Satorah, through Matan Torah. The very same time, near there's a halacha attached to it as well. The Gemara says, Paskan in Shulchan Aruch, a poyel, somebody who is a worker, he's employed. Halacha is yochel lachzavah for the b'chatzi yom. He can, in the middle of the day, he can back out. You know where you learn that out from? You learn it out from Kili b'nei Yisrael Avodim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, you don't become servants to other people, you are my servants, Kili b'nei Yisrael Avodim, v'loy Avodim l'Avodim, you're not Avodim l'Avodim. It becomes a halacha in Shulchan Aruch because of it. So, we are considered as Avodim to the Ribbono Shelam. Ribbono Shelam at Har Sinai, when he gave us the Torah, he made us into Avdei Hashem. Very same time. And in exactly the same pasuk, V'yisem li segula mikol amim, which the Medrash says, Shetiyu atem knuyim li, you are my possession, the Ribbono Shelam says, V'atem tiyu li mamleches koyanim, you are a mamleches koyanim. Klal Yisrael are considered as bnei melochim. They're considered as kings, each and every single one of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says halachas as well from there. Klal Yisrael bnei melochim. Klal Yisrael considered melochim. You know, in Hilchas Shabbos you have a halacha, which I'm not going to go into, but in Hilchas Shabbos you have a halacha. There's certain things which are used only by melochim. Any other person who are not melochim, or not bnei melochim, would not use that, only if they needed it for refuah purposes. So the question is, on Shabbos, are you allowed to use it, or are you not allowed to use it? The Gemara says, Yisrael are bnei melochim. It's not considered for Klal Yisrael, it's not considered refuah, because Klal Yisrael are considered as bnei melochim. We have halachas again. On one side, we're considered as avodim, as slaves, servants. On the other side, we're considered, or is it the other side? We're considered as bnei melochim. We're princes, we're kings. How do the two things work together? How do the two things work together? The answer is, they do. And you know, even by Kabbalah Soter itself, the Gemara says, "B'shor shekdimu Yisrael nasa l'nishma." When Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai said, and they were makdim nasa l'nishma, every single one of Klal Yisrael was Zaycha, the two crowns, one keneged Nasa, one keneged Nishma. Now you know, slave servants don't wear crowns. Crowns are something which are b'miyuchad for melochim, for kings. So Klal Yisrael became a double dose. Mitzad Echad they became Avodim, and Mitzad Sheni they became b'nei melochim. So how do the two things work together? Now, I want to take you for a short guided tour through Megillas Rus. And we'll see Megillas Rus, we land on shores, as we all know. Many different reasons are given why we land Megillas Rus on shores. Of course, simple ones. Rus was Megaya, David HaMelech's Yotzai, all things like that. I want to point out another Nakuda, which is not so much discussed in the Meforshim. You find in Megillas Rus, Naomi says to Rus and Orpah when she was going to part from them, she says to them the following words. She says to them, Yaseh Hashem Imochem Chesed Kasheh Asisem Im Hamesim. How Megillas Rus starts, the beginning of Megillas Rus, when Naomi parts, or thinks she's parting from Rus and from Orpah, she says to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do with you chesed, kasher asisem im hameisim, in the same way as you did to the meisim, machlan and chilion. So you know what the Medrash says? Medrash says, what was the chesed that Naomi and Rus did? Rus and Orpah did. Shenitfaltem b'tachrichehem. You're busy giving them tachrichim. Tachrichim, they died, you gave them tachrichim. Chesed, goes to chesed, give them tachrichim. Ve'imodi, says kasher, asisem, im hamesim, ve'imodi. Ve'imodi means you were mavata on your ksuba. You deserved a ksuba. Both of you became almonas from Machlan Mechelin. And you were mavata on the ksuba, you gave up the claim, you didn't claim the ksuba. Okay? Normally didn't have much to give them in any case. Altikernali, Nomi, don't call me Nomi, call me Moro. She didn't have much to give them. Medrash says, Omer Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira says in the Medrash on Rus, Megillazu Ein Ba, Loi Tuma, Loi Tahara, Loi Issa, Loi Heta. There's no halachas in this Megillah. Not Tuma, not Tahara, not Issa, not Heta. Why was it written? So the Midrash says, "Lelamedcho kamos char toiv legoim lechasodim." The whole Midrash, the whole Rus, is written to tell you kamos char toiv legoim lechasodim. What kind of char toiv there is for those who are osik in gemudas chasodim. That's what the Midrash says. So states the Midrash. Midrash goes on, and this is now towards the end of Rus. Towards the end of Rus, Boaz says, "Yishalem Hashem po'aleich." She says to Rus, "Skurtech otiyem askurtech shleimo miim Hashem lekecho, ashe bos lachsoiz tachas knofov." You've come under the wings of Ribbono Shleim. The Medrash again says the Medrash, "Boi urei kamo godol koichon shel tzadikin." How great is the zchus of tzaddikim and of goyim lechasodim? It says, "Mayoko chastecho alekim ubnei odom mitzel knofecho yachsoyen." This is the words of Tachas. Lachs is Tachas knofov, and it says, "Mayoko chastecho alekim mitzel knofecho yachsoyen." And then the pasuk says, and this is really difficult. The pasuk says, "Vayoyme." Boaz says to Rus, "Berucho at laHashem biti." You are blessed. Heitavt chasteich ha'achron min horishin. The chesed ha'achron is greater than the chesed horishin. Levilti leches achre habachurim imdal ve'imoshe. He didn't run after the Bachurim, he didn't run after them at all. This was the Tzniusa Shel Rus, which is highlighted very strongly in Chazal. So it says, Heitavt Chasteich Achem Min Horishin. You remember what the Chaste Horishin was? The Chesed Horishin was the Tachrichin that they were busy with, and the Ksuba that they were Mavata. Now your Chesed is even greater. Levilti Leches Achre HaBachurim. What's going to do with Chesed? Vilti leches achre habachurim, not going after the bachurim. What has that to do in any way with chesed at all? And itav menorishin, what's one to do with the other? Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he says, very interesting to Zach. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, Neir leragli, Tehorecho v'oyer din sivosi. It's in Tehillim Kufi Tes. Some of us may have started it this morning, really, not got till noon. Neir leragli tehorecho v'oyer din sivosi. What does it mean? Neir leragli tehorecho v'oyer din sivosi. He says like, you have al gimel dvorim ho'olam oymed. Al ha-Torah, the Mishnah says, al wa-avoida v'al gemilas chasodim. The world stands on three things, Torah, avoida, and gemilas chasodim. Now, take gemilas chasodim. Gemilas chasodim is a logical way of hanhoga, you know, teach social skills. Social skills is how to be a gomel chesed, how to do chesed with somebody else. Part of the chokhmah of social skills. Pashtas, you don't need a Torah to tell you how to do chesed. You know how to do chesed. The Rav Chava lodged in a Tos. It's a Tos Godel. Why? Take, for example, lending money with interest. Lending money with interest is, al pi svora and al pi seichel, the biggest chesed you can do. They both want it. The lender wants it, and the borrower wants it. The borrower doesn't want to take three matonas. The lender, obviously, doesn't want to give. Both of them want it. Both of them happy to do it. Saves embarrassment. Both of them happy to do it. A piece seichel, it's a chesed gadol. Everyone's in agreement. Everyone's happy with it. You know what the Torah says? Somebody who's malva beribus, ain't not omit b'tchias ha-meisim. Not omit b'tchias ha-meisim. He says, that's chesed. Avoida, a piece seichel, and it was like that before Matan Torah, could shech the korban anywhere, make your own mizbeach in your own back garden, which was called the bomo, and be makriv korbanos. Came the Torah. Torah says once. Torah says, "Ki levosam adota lamucho velanachlo." You come to your shulam. Bomo is become also to do. You can't do offer any korbanos outside of your shulam. Not logical. It's not seichel, but that's what the Torah said. Before Matan Torah, you could. After Matan Torah, you can't. Ki levosam adota lamucho velanachlo. Avoida and Gimelus Chasodim can only work once the Torah was given. Al pi the Torah. Whatever the Torah says is Avoida, is Avoida. If you think something is Avoida with your own Seichel, if it goes against what the Torah says, you've been over, and it can be things like Eino Emet B'Tchias HaMeisim. And Gimelus Chasodim exactly the same, and there's loads and loads of examples. Rav Chaim Lodzman also says, Rabbi Akiva, when he was an Amorot, he didn't know, he found the Mes Mitzvah, and he carried it all the way to the Beis HaKavoros. And they told him, he didn't know what the halacha was, that Mes Mitzvah is koina mekoima, you bury him on the spot, and you don't schlep him anywhere. And somebody who schleps a Mes Mitzvah is ke'ilu shofich domim, Chazal say. So, if one works with Seichel, and one doesn't work with the Torah, so Rabbi Chaim Lodzman says, Neir l'ragli dvorecho, there's three raglaim, but be'emes, a person and the world stands on two. Avoida and Gemeres Chasodim are two. And the Torah is a nail l'ragli. The Torah serves as a nail to explain in which way and how to do Avoida and how to do Gemeres Chasodim. Nail l'ragli tevorecho bo'oil l'nsivosi. That's how Rav Chaim Valoshin explains. Rav Chaim Valoshin says following. Before Kabbalah Satorah, not only one could, but the others themselves did make cheshbonos, which those cheshbonos did not necessarily fit into the Torah. For instance, Yaakov married two sisters. Not allowed to do that after Kabbalah Satorah. Amram married Doidosai. Not allowed to do it after Kabbalah Satorah. Cain married his sister. Not allowed to do it after Kabbalah Satorah. Rivka, she said, Lomo Zeonoichi, what do I need it for? When she knew that she was going to bear a child who was going to serve Avodah Zorah. Lomo Zeh Anochi. So the Bliskerov says, Lomo Zeh Anochi, if you're Mitzuv on Peru Berivyo, Chizki Amelech, who also made Cheshboinus, and didn't want to have children because he saw that he was going to have Benin Deloy Mali, was going to have Rishoim, he was punished. Why was he punished? He nearly died because of it. Why? You don't make cheshbonos. Bahada kafshe de rachmon de lomaloch. If the Torah says you've got a mitzvah to do, it's not for you to make cheshbonos. But that's all after the Torah was given. Before the Torah was given, sometimes the cheshbonos are such which don't fit in with the Torah. That was Yaakov, that was Amram, that was Cain, and Rivka, even if it would be after Kabbalah Satorah, she's not mitzvah on Piriv Riva, so she doesn't have a mitzvah. That's how the Briskerov says in Kein Lomos Leon Leichi. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says in Nozir the following. The Gemara says in Nozir, Mai dichsev, davchof gemon omadaraf, ki yeshorim darchei Hashem, tzadikim yelchubom, upoishim yikoshtubom. The droch darchei Hashem are yeshorim are straight. They're straight in such a way, tzadikim yelchubom, but poishim, those who are duaveris, yikoshtubom, they trip up, yikoshtubom. The Gemara says a few different examples. The point that the Gemara is trying to bring out is you can sometimes see two people who who are doing exactly the same action. One is doing a mitzvah, and the other one is doing an aveira. One of the mashalim in the Gemara is, they were shnayim shetzolu pisrei, and two of them were roasting the korban Pesach. One of them was really full up, overfull, and it was an achila gasa, easy thing. The other one was still hungry to eat the korban Pesach. This one's doing aveira, this one's doing mitzvah. You can't see, they're both eating the korban Pesach. Both doing the same action, one is doing an aveira, one is doing a mitzvah. One of the mashalim, the Gemara says, is Moshel leLoit u'shtei b'noisav. Loit and his two daughters. What's Loit and his two daughters? Haim, the two daughters, were l'schavnu l'shem mitzvah. Since they were mechavnu l'shem mitzvah, for them, tzadikim yelchubam. Loit, as Rashi points out, and Chazal were not very complimentary about Loit at all, Loit was mechavnu, not the mitzvah. So you've got two people doing the same thing. They were doing it the Shem Shemayim. Why were they doing it the Shem Shemayim? They thought the world was Chorev, and in the same way as Cain was allowed to marry his sister in order to make Yeshua Shalom, to make the world populated, so they thought they were allowed to do what they did, because they thought the world was Chorev. Loit is a completely different cheshbon. He was Mechavan Aveira. Tzadikim Yelchubam, and the Gemara called Benois Loit in this instance Tzadikim for having done what they did, and Loit himself was Machaven Lero, was Machaven Avera. What was the product? The product was Aman Emoyav. Aman Emoyav was the product of this Tzadikim Yelchubam, Poshin Yikoshubam. So they were a product of a mixture. A mixture and a Taruvas of a Kavona of Loit, which was Avera, and the Kavona of Benois Loit, which was Punt Lehepach, was Tzadikim Yelchubam. So they were a mixture of Taruvas of Tzadikim Yelchubam and Poishim Yekoshtubam. You know, the Torah says, and this is a very important point, the Ish in the Parsha of Aroyas, Ki Yikach Es Achoisai, somebody who marries his sister, Chesedu. The Torah calls it Chesed. The Nechusu, Chayav Korah. So Rashi has two Pshatim. What's two Pshatim in Chesed? Rashi says one shot in Chesed. Chesed is a Loshon of Cherpo as well. Loshon of Chesed is a Loshon of Cherpo, which has nothing to do with what we know Chesed. Then Rashi has another pshat. The other pshat is Shema Toima. You might ask, how could Cain go and marry his sister? The answer is Chesed. We did Chesed to the world. The world needed Piri of Rivia. So Cain, by marrying his sister, there was nobody else to marry. By marrying his sister, he did Chesed. So Rashi has two pshat. One is a derogatory term. Chesed is Cherpo. The other pshat is, on the contrary, that sometimes Cain, Nosa Achoisai, he did chesed with the world. So that was Cain and Achoisai. The Maisa is, chesed in itself is a midah which is of the greatest Chosheimer of the whole Sefer, Avos Chesed on Chesed. Rav Dessler, and he actually quotes Sforim, which doesn't mention their names, and Chassidish Sforim say exactly the same thing. There's a wonderful, wonderful pshat. He says, chesed, when it goes wrong, leads to arayas. And it's very simple, a simple pshat in it. Chesed is b'teva, a person's generous, a person's kind. Now, you're supposed to be kind to someone else. If you become kind and generous to yourself, then it can go wrong. And that leads to arayas. And that's chesed, which is here. And I'll tell you how this explains it. You know, time of Pinchas and Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen, the time when after Bilam or B'shas Bilam he was Goyrim Aroyes Bakal Yisrael, so the Bnei Shimon were Choyte. It says over there that Bilam was able to be Mechav the Shor. Bilam was able to be Mechav the Shor the Rega when HaKadosh Baruch was angry, and he tried to be Mechav that Rega in order to say the word, Tosaf says, Kalim. Kalim, destroy Klal Yisrael. He was thinking of Klal Yisrael, Kalim, destroy Klal Yisrael. What happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those days, Mo Ekoiv, Bekavu Kael, were more Ezoim, Lo Yizoam Hashem. Lo Yizoam Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry those days. State in Rav Pinchas Koritzer, And Rav Dessler says the same thing. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this middah of one rega of za'am, one rega of kas? Why does he have this hanhoga? Why does he have it? So he says, Azai, Ribon Hashem, as we know, Rav Chesed Hu. Ribon Hashem is Rav Chesed. We have got chiyuvim to emulate the Ribon Hashem. Ma hu rachum, afato rachum. Ma hu chanun, afato chanun. Ma hu chesed, afato chesed. If the chesed would go on, continued, without any stop at all, and we would be emulating that chesed of the Ribon Hashem, that would be chesed going wrong, and that chesed would lead to arayas chas v'sholom. There has to be a boundary, there has to be a gvul in chesed. Chesed has to stop at a certain point, and then continue after. So Ribon Shalom has one rega of zam to interrupt this continuous chesed that we have to know. Chesed has to have boundaries as well, because if they don't, then it can lead chas v'sholom to arayas, and that's the chesed too, which says by Ishki Kachasachois, and that chesed, Rashi's first pshat, is a loshen cherpo, because if chesed goes too far, then it leads to arayas. That's why the Ribon Shalom has to be kais. And you know, it says a wonderful pshat, says at the beginning of Rashi, in the beginning of Pinchas, says that Benokmoi esnik mosi, Benok bekotspoi es haketzef asher hoyoli liksoif. Pinchas, with his Harigas, Cosby, and Zimri, he was kotspoi es haketzef. He did that rega of anger that I should have, the Ribon Shem says, angered. That's that rega that the Ribon Shem missed out in those days, and that's why it led to our ways. Because in those days the Ribon Hashem was taka not, so Mamela, that boundary of Chesed stopping didn't exist, and that led to the Bnei Shimon being over the Arayas of what they did. You know that Dal Zakeinu Baal HaTosef says that Vayafech Hashem Alekecha L'chol HaSaklolo Livrocho, what's the name Vayafech? Ribon Hashem changed Kalim into Melech. That's why it says the Loshon of Melech. Struas Melech boy. Why Melech? Because the opposite of Kalim is the same three letters. The opposite of Kalim is Melech. Vayafech Hashem Alekecha L'chores HaKlolo. The Klolo would usually have been what Bilam did, and he would have said Kalim in those three letters, and the Ribon Hashem changed it round and changed it into Melech. We're back to Amon HaMoav. Amon HaMoav, there was a genetic problem here. On one side, if the genetics of Lot would have gone over to the generations, that would have been Arayas. Lot was Mechavan Ra. If the genetics of Benois Lot would have gone, the genetics of Benois Lot was Tzadikim Elchabom, the Tzadikim Elchabom. They found out in the time of Boaz, when they darshened the drosha of Amoini v'lay Amoinis and my Ovi v'lay Amoinis, which the Sforim, by the way, say was not a drosha until Rus, until the time of Rus. It wasn't a drosha. It became a chiddush in the time of Rus of Amoini v'lay Amoinis and Ovi v'lay Amoinis. The chiddush was that the genetics of Lot Ubnoisov, Lot's genes went over to the males of Amon HaMoav, and the Benois Lot's genes went over to the females of Amon HaMoav. So we were able to make a drosha of Amon v'lei Amonis and Moav v'lei Moavis. That was what the drosha was, because of the drosha of what happened. We have a drosha, Le'ovoy Amoni Moavi B'kal Hashem. Why? Al Dvar, Asher Lekidnu Eschem Alechem V'mamayim B'derech B'tzeitzchem Yitzhayim. The reason was Chisoron of Chesed. They didn't do Chesed when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. Gemara darshens, that wasn't the fault of the females, because the females are not supposed to be Derech Ish L'Kadim, but in Derech Ish L'Kadim. Only a Derech for Isha, not a Derech for Isha. The problem was only the males, it wasn't the females. They were not over this Middah of Chesed. Gemara says in Yevamos, Amon HaMoav got no mokum in Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael are made up of Goyim Lechasodim. If you can't be Goyim Lechasodim, then you can't come into Klal Yisrael. What did Boaz see in Rus? Boaz saw in Rus a gewaltige Sache. They were beteva, even she and Orpah, going to Chasodim. Okay, which was going to Chasadim, Tachrichim, Moichel the Ksuba, they didn't have to be going to Chasadim, they were going to Chasadim. That was the first Chesed. Yas Hashem Yomacham Chesed, Kasher, Asisem, Nemamesim, Veimodi. When Boaz didn't yet know whether Rus was Beteva a Baras Chesed, but if she's Beteva a Baras Chesed, it's Chesed which can go wrong as well. If Chesed goes wrong, it leads to Arayas. That's Arayas. When he saw in her the Midas Tzniusa, Levilti Leches Achre Habachurim, he saw in her that she had the Midas HaChesed, and she knew exactly how to control this Midas HaChesed. Levilti Leches Achre Habachurim, without going after Bachurim, now I know that you are in control of your Midas HaChesed. It's Chesed, which you've got, but you know how to control it, you know how to control that. That was the Midah which Ammon and Moab did not have, but Moavis, they dash now, did have. They were not over al dvarash lekidmu, and the vilti leches achrei abachurim, although they had the midas hacheset, they knew exactly how to control this midas hacheset and didn't take it too far. That's what he saw. He taft chastech achren men horishin. That's what Boaz saw, and he was able to make this drosha of mayov le mayovis and amen vle amenis. And Orpa says on that night she went and she was mezamech Israel. Goliath came out of that, and Rus was in total control. So this drosha existed of Moav v'le Moavis, Ammon v'le Ammonis. What happened? She produced David HaMelech. This is Malchus. What's Malchus? Malchus is control. The difference between Shaul and David was, the Gemara says, why did Shaul lose the Melucha? He didn't kill Agog. Why didn't he kill Agog? He had Rachmonis. You're supposed to control your Rachmonis as well. Rachmonis, when the Torah says don't have Rachmonis, then you don't have Rachmonis. If you've got just the Midah of Rachmonis, but you don't do it al pi the Torah, then you're not in control of the Midah. A Melech has to be in control of the Midah. We are servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. But at the same time, we're B'nai Melochim. We're servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How? By controlling the Midas in the way the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to control. So mitzad echad we are avodim, and mitzad sheni we are melochim. The hachona to Kabbalah Satayr starts with chesed. The first sphira is chesed shel chesed, and it finishes with malchus shel malchus. What's the finish of malchus shel malchus? The chesed that we start off with, we have to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satayr by being in complete control of that Midas HaChesed. Then we are taka b'nei melochim. So everything fits in. We're koirei Rus, because Rus teaches us this idea of chesed, and chesed has to be a controlled chesed, and the sphira is a preparation starting with chesed and going through the malchus, and that's why we are called avodim, and we are called b'nei melochim as well, which should be zeichet v'lavokam.